Achis chapter 4, Mishnah 3, Aparva, Elim, Vakvasim, Vaseir, Enam, Akvin, Esalechem. The bulls, the rams, the lambs, and the he-goats do not invalidate the bread. So what is this talking about on Shavuot? With the two loaves. So we said in the Mishnah yesterday that it comes with the two lambs, right? That was brought with the two loaves. But then in addition, you had the bulls, the bullocks, the rams, the lambs, and these were brought as burnt offerings, all of these. And so he says the Mishnah that all of these do not invalidate the bread, meaning that if he doesn't have all of these animals, he would still bring the two loaves. The two loaves he would still bring up. And so too, the two loaves do not invalidate these offerings. If you never had the two loaves, you would still bring these two offerings. But if you don't have the two loaves, you can't bring the two lambs. The two lambs that came with him on Shavuot. If you don't have the two loaves, you can't bring those two lambs. Those two are linked together. But if you don't have the lambs, you would still bring the bread, divrei Rabbi Akiva, according to Rabbi Akiva. That's his opinion. Amar Shimon ben Nanas. Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas disagrees with him. He says, Loki, el akvasim ma'akven es alechem. It's the other way around, says Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas. The lambs ma'akav es alechem. The lambs invalidate the bread. If you don't have the lambs, you wouldn't bring the bread on their own. Rabbi Akiva says, if you don't have the lambs, you would bring the bread on their own. Says Rabbi Shimon ben Nanas, no, you wouldn't bring the bread on its own. V'alechem eno ma'akav es akvasim. But if you don't have the bread, you would bring the two lambs. Shechet matzinu shayu Yisrael b'midbar, because we learn when the Jewish people were in the desert, Abrim Shana, for the 40 years, karvu kvasim b'lo lechem. They brought the lambs, and they brought them without the bread. How do we know they brought it without the bread? Because the bread had to be brought from the produce of Eretz Yisrael, and they weren't in Eretz Yisrael, so obviously they didn't bring the bread. Afkan, so he says, so too, yikrevu kvasim b'lo lechem, so too, in, you know, when the temple's standing, you could bring the lambs without the bread. That's his proof. So I'm Rabbi Shimon says to him, halacha kedivra ben nanas, the halacha is like ben nanas, avol eina tam kedavarav, but the reasoning is not like his reasoning. Shekol ha'amor b'chumash ha'pikudim, because anything which is written in the chumash of pikudim, which is the sefer of Bamidbar, karav b'midbar, was brought in the desert. Anything written in the book of Numbers, we learn out. We have an understanding that anything written in the book of Bamidbar was brought in the desert. V'chol amor b'toras kohanim, and everything was brought that was written in the book of the Toras Kohanim, which is Vayikra, lo karav b'midbar, wasn't offered in the desert. And the two lambs and the bread are mentioned in the book of Vayikra. So he says they weren't brought in the desert. According to him, the lambs weren't brought in the desert at all. Not that they were brought without the bread. They weren't brought at all. Mishabola Aretz, when they came into the land of Eretz Yisrael, karvu eilu v'eilu, all the offerings mentioned in all the books were then brought. So why do I say, what's my reasoning that you would bring the lambs without the bread? If you didn't have the bread, you would still offer up those two lambs. Shakvasim matirin es atzman, because the lambs allow themselves, the matir is themselves. What's the matir of the lambs? They're murim. And right, once you've done the murim and you've done the blood offering of the lambs, so that's it. They are matir, they are allowed. Below lechem, and that happens without the bread. You don't need the bread for that to happen. But lechem below kvasim, but the bread without the lambs, only mi yatirenu. There's nothing to matter to allow the bread. Nothing renders the bread fit, and therefore that's how I hold. So in essence, according to him, if you had the lambs and not the bread, so you would bring the lambs. But if you had the bread and not the lambs, so you wouldn't bring the bread.